I don't think really the magnitude of the disaster sunk in until people actually got to watch it on the video replay.
Some increased security measures in place at Canadian Forces Base Goose Bay today with the approaching September 11th anniversary. The North Access Gate has been closed. Captain John Pulkney of Five Wing Goose Bay says all traffic will now enter through the main gate, and military police officers will be asking for identification from all drivers. Anyone without identification will not be allowed onto the property.
Especially the drivers of the vehicles, to make sure that they can identify, that they are identified, and if they have passengers in their vehicle, that the driver can identify the passengers. Not necessarily does everybody have to have identification that are in the vehicle, as long as the driver will be able to identify them.
The Newfoundland and Labrador Mine Action Program will be officially launched today at Memorial University Student Center. It's part of a nationwide call to eradicate the use of landmines. The education initiative is a project of the Youth Mine Action Ambassador Program. They also plan to take the message to schools and communities across the province.
The latest Cabot Habitat for Humanity home has been completed. Here's VOCM's Lisa Finn.
The Tremblay family now holds the key to their new home after a month-long process of watching it being built. The family officially moved into their home located at 5 Evans Place in Mount Pearl yesterday afternoon. Their home is the 17th house built by Cabot Habitat and the first of three on Evans Place. Darren Tremblay says their new home is standing because of the hard work and dedication of many people.
A lot of great people came through here, a lot of people I never miss. They've been wonderful, they've done a lot in building this home, and I can't thank them enough.
Lisa Finn, VOCM, First News.